So Rav Chama told us an important chiddush, which is quoted lahalacha lemaase in the Rambam's 12th parak of Hilchos Tohen V'Nitzan by the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch in the 141st siman Kuf Mem Aleph in Choshen Mishpat. That there are times when Ritzufos are not necessary. There are times when you can have a Cheskes Abatim even though you're skipping years. Yesterday we discussed the Ravon versus other Rishonim, so we'll just make reference to the fact that according to the Ravon, this Gemara means that you can skip years when it's customary to do so, and the skipped year itself counts as one of your 3 years. The Rov Rishonim reject that. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch aren't explicit in rejecting it. Certainly the Rashbam is explicit and the Ramban is explicit and the Tur and several other Rishonim are all explicitly reject the Ravan. So we assume lehalacha that the skipped years, the fallow years, don't count as one or two of your 3 years, but taking off fallow years, Shanos Hovara won't ruin the Cheskes Abatim that you're building. You'll need a series of 3 years of Achila, 3 years of normal farming, but even if those 3 years are separated by years of Hovara, by years of lying fallow, if it's normal and customary, then it's fine. The Rambam, as we saw yesterday, opens this Sugya, the beginning of Perek Yud-Beis Halacha Dalet, by quoting Rav Huna as making a comment about Hovara. That normally, if you decide to be movier, to let your land lie fallow, and you're skipping years, so Rav Huna says, Mufuzaras are no good. However, Rav Chama says, if it's customary, if that's the minhag hamakom, so then the Hovara won't ruin your chazaka. We're not going to demand 3 consecutive years of farming if it's normal in your area to take off years. What does normal mean? So the Gemara says, not only when everyone takes off, that would be pashut. If every farmer in the area skips years, so of course your skip year chazaka is acceptable. That's pshita. Lo tzricha, says the Gemara. The chiddush of Rav Chama is that even the following situation is also acceptable. Ikedam over, v'ikdlam over. Some farmers do and some farmers don't. There are different shitos. I don't mean halachic shitos. I mean the modern Hebrew sense of shitos. There are different approaches to how to farm in this part of the world. Some farmers in this region are mover. They do skip years to replenish the land. They glow mover and some farm every single year. The high gavra muvra and this machazik who claims to have bought the land or claims to have received it as a gift, he did skip years. Mao de Sema Emisa de Didah Havai. The Mao de Sema Armale. I would think that the Marakama could say the Matzi Armale. Emisa de Didah Havai. If as you claim this land is really yours, you bought it from me, Ibailach Lemizra, you should have been planting consistently every year to build your Cheskes Abatim. And Kamash Malan. Kamash Shalom says the Gemara of Chama Tam Yechidish, one of two svaros. Either Chadar Bakula Baga Lamatzina Lemintar or Lamatzina De Intar. I'm not able to handle the Shmira for this one field, my one field, in the midst of a whole area, a whole stretch of farms that are lying fallow because all my neighbors are letting their land lie fallow. I'm going to be the one odd man out who's farming. I'm going to have to pay for shmir myself. That's very expensive. Or, the reason why I let it lie fallow is because I believe in the opinion that other farmers, some other farmers around here believe in also, that in the long run, I'll be more successful as a farmer. In the long run, I'll make more money and my field will produce more year over year if I skip years. Okay, two svars. So what should strike you as you learn through this Gemara carefully?
Why do you need both?
What's Prat in both? So which Rishonim addressed himself to that question? So the Ritva does, and who else? Who else? Rabbi Yonah. So let's take a look inside. Let's take a look inside, and let's go in a chronological order. We'll start with Rabbi Yonah, and then we'll move to his Talmud, the Ritva, and then we'll look around elsewhere also. So, actually, let's go in chronological order, and let's start from even earlier Rabbi Yonah, several generations before Rabbi Yonah. The earliest Rishon that we have in front of us is the Rif. Let's take a look at the Rif. Take a look at the Rif and his Talmud, the Rambam. You turn to the Rif here on the beginning of Cheskes Habatim. Here we are. As we saw previously, the Rif Kedarko skips, gets very quickly, Daf Chavtes, Daf Yudala Manav Vedape Rif, Cheskes Gimel Shanim, right away, he gives you the Mishnah, then right away skips the whole Cheusha, which is all Havamina, to Chavtes Amad Aleph, Amarava Shata Kamaisim Mizdarinish Bishtara, and so on and so forth. So he is already at the bottom line of Yudala Manav, right over here. The bottom line of Yudala Manav, again, when you're looking at the Rif, so what looks like it's Gemara is Rif. What looks like Rashi is another version of Rashi, and clipped to just have the pieces of Rashi that correspond to the lines of Gemara that actually make it into the Rif, because the Rif is abridging the Gemara, the Halacha. And then what looks like Tosfos is named on the top of the Amud. So in some Masechtas, it's the Ran. In most Masechtas, it's either the Ran or the Nemuka Yosef. Every once in a while, it'll be the Rabbein Yonah or someone else, Rabbein Yonason. So here it's the Nemuka Yosef. And above us, it's the Nemuka Yosef. So let's take a look at the Rif. And again, in Gemara position, Yudala ben Alf Bedapi HaRif, obviously because he's abridging everything, that he, by the time he gets up to the equivalent of Dav Chavtes, when he's just up to page-wise, Yudalit, because he left a lot of the Gemara out. That's what he's trying to do. So the bottom line, Yudalim and Alev, that's what we refer to as Bedape Harif. Sometimes you see Rashi Tevis. Beis Dalid, Pei, Hei Rish. Bedape Harif. So here we are at Sof Yudalim and Alev, just could I to know this phraseology, Bedape Harif. The bottom line, Amr Rav Huna, Gimel Shalom Isha, Amr Rav Huna, Shalchon Ritzufus. Okay, so quotes Rav Huna l'halacha. Not so surprising, doesn't seem like anyone disagrees. Okay. And then quotes Rav Chama, Amr Rav Chama, Mod Rav Huna, V'asu Demuv Ribagi. And it's in a locale where they do this sort of thing, the laying the lion land fowl, the Obeini Ritzufus. And then goes on to quote the next line of the Gemara. V'alfagav de'ika demuver v'ika de'zara. Right, so again, you're also seeing the way the Rif style. He didn't say the Pshita and the Tarot. He's just giving you the Maskana. Ritzufos, but if mover, then not, and gives you the content of the Gemara's Tarot. Avagav the mover, Avagav the Ikka the mover, Ikka the Zara, even if it's a place where some do and some don't, where some let the land lie fallow and some always plant, still, Matzi Amar. I prefer this because it's Osa Yosef. It'll produce more. We spoke yesterday about the Shoresh, Ayin Beis Dalet, what it means in Aramaic as opposed to in Hebrew. What did the Rif do? What else did he cut out? The first Tarot. He's only quoting the second Tarot. Take a look in the Rambam. How would I know where to look in the Rambam? I don't know where to look in the Rif. I look in the back of the Gemara. The Rif is Al-Seir HaGemara. The Rambam is by design. Now I'll see Ragamar, so I know where to look. And then Mishmei Nemrei. So we looked at the other day to find out God's mind. I look at the Rambam, and what does the Rambam do with the two rationales? Same thing. Dakar Shabbat Yosar Makam Lahovir in the middle of Halacha Dalid. Perikid Beis of Torah, Vinit Halacha Dalid. Afa Beisha Miksasan Zor in Shana Achar Shana. Miksasan Zor in Shana Umovir in Shana. You see, the Rambam is explain the case at greater length than the Rif. The Rif just clipped the language of the Gemara, and he is explaining. Ikadamovir doesn't mean they always let the land lie fallow. I mean, some people alternate years between planting and hovara, and some people plant every single year. I raise a hechazik sharehu omer lo hovarti osa ela kadesha tase harbe bishna sazria. I only did it so that it would produce way more during the planting years. In other words, he translated the second pshat of the Gemara into Hebrew. So the Rif and the Rambam are only quoting the second pshat. What does that mean? Interesting. Why do they have to give any reason? You might say, well, there's no nafkamina anyhow. If there's no nafkamina, particularly the Rambam, even more than the Rif, should have then don't give any svar, just say the din. But the Kriv just said, even if it's a place with Miksasan, Zohar, and Shara, Hashanah, Miksasan, Zohar, and Shara, Vir, and Shana, Harez, the Chazaka, period. It's interesting that they felt the need to give a pshat, but not to give both pshat. Yeah, what are you saying?
Could it be that the first pshat, it doesn't really apply if some people leave the land and some people don't? Because in that case, there are other people who need
Good. So let's take a look. So let's see what the Rishonim say, and then we'll take more ha'aris. We see what some of the later Rishonim say. Because what Yonah is suggesting is that the different reasons might not both apply in the same set of cases. So take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi Osai. Take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. In Dira Masa Amar of Chama, Pshita Lo Tzricha De Ikka Demover V'chulu. Im Isa Di Dach Hava, says Rabbein Yonah, Ibai Lach Lemizre Lemayr Chaz Kasem. Right? He explains the Hava mean is that if it's really yours, didn't you want to? He's explained a little bit. You realize, by the way, the Rabbein Yonah is answering Akasha that he didn't say explicitly, but is implying, which is. The kasha we could have asked on the Gemara is Havamina is what's the tain of the Marakama? You should have planted it. Why? Other people aren't. Well, what was even the Havamina? He explained, again, it may have been somewhat partial. He says, if it's true, maybe other people are taking off a year, but you should have done it Lemaher Chez Kasan. You ought to have planted, even if other people aren't, because don't you want to get your chazaka more quickly. In other words, and let's unpack that some more. In other words, isn't this the fact that you were not in a rush to complete your chazaka makes it seem like you didn't actually have any interest in having a chazaka. Makes it seem like it's not actually yours. Because if you bought it, if you're an honest person who bought it, wouldn't you be interested in moving things along as quickly as possible? Didn't the fact that you didn't do that, isn't that a little strange? Kamash Malon, the Amalei Afagav Deshanas Beir Dazari Lu B'chol Shatam. Even though there are fields where they do that every year, but Kavan, that's probably a Tos Hatfus, I think it's Kavan, not Kavan. Kavan, the B'nei Bikazum Uvri, but the people, there are fields in town where they plant every year, but in this Bika, in this stretch, in this meadow, in this valley, everyone is Movir, Chad Ar B'chuli Bagi. Mine would have been one field out of the whole area. Below Matzi Minta, I wouldn't be able to be Shomer Ina. Me, Afilu in Bnei Osa Bika Zarm B'Chasha. The people of that Bika also plant every year. Yochol Lomar, I mean, no hey Kishar Balei Stosh Shabir. Even if there are other people in this particular section, this string of fields, this Bika, there are other farmers who are adjacent who are planting. Still. And you know, hey, Kishar Bali Sar should be here. I'll be knowing like other farmers in this town. The Zari Shato, Muvri Shato, they skip years. The Bahinichili the Avdatve. So what's the Rabbeinu Yonah adding to the Gemara? Something that Yonah was pointing out to us. Yeah, what are you saying? What's the Rabbeinu Yonah adding?
That the first reason that the Birch Chedesh works should work the opposite way, in that if you don't pay for it, it really shows that you don't want it at all.
Okay, so number one, in that he's explaining the kasha some more, right? He's explaining the kasha is that it's striking that you weren't in a rush to lock up your chazaka and make sure that your hold on the field is sturdy. And then in terms of the terutzim of the Gemara, what's he adding to the first pshat in the Inami?
That
Yeah, Raf.
That even if his neighbors also planted during that year, he's still able to kind of that he the reason why he let it lie fallow was because it was good for it, and there was in the place to let it lie fallow during that year. And I guess maybe the opposite is also true, that even if even a case where he lets it lie fallow because of the second reason in one year, and the next year he can also let it lie fallow because of the first reason.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, Schechter?
Yeah, I have a separate question.
Oh, so let's just think for a moment. So again, the Gemara's two pshatim were number one, the Netirusa, by the Shmira. That's reason number one. Reason number two is avda tveg. It's going to produce more. So what did Rabbi Yonah say about how these apply differently? Which one is more limited, according to Rabbi Yonah? Yonah? Speaking of Yonah? Rabbi Yonah? Yeah, this one's more limited because?
Because you can't say it when everybody else in the
field. Ah, good. Because the Nitirusa is only when you're the Yachid, the Vika. And I'm relied on. Right. Nitirusa is only an issue when Sha'ar HaVika Muvri. Avda Tveh could even be when it's just Sha'ar B'nei Ha'ir Muvri, right? In other words, if you read Rabbi Yonah carefully, he's differentiating between the immediate area where you are. There's a string of fields, and that's the Baga, that's the Bika in Hebrew, the Baga in Aramaic. He says, to say, oh, you know, it's expensive for me to pay for Shmira myself. He says, yeah, that's when your immediate neighbors aren't farming. The other B'nei HaBika are all Muvri. But let's say, in other words, Rabbi Yonah is wondering, why do we need a second answer? Who needs the Inami? The first answer is great. So he's explained, the second answer is more expansive. Because the first answer only works if my immediate neighbors aren't Movirim. My immediate neighbors are Movirim. And I'm to be the only guy in this area, this Dalet Amos, who farms, that's going to be expensive because the Shmir is my own. But let's say all of my immediate neighbors are farming, or at least many of them are farming. So then, let's say all of them are farming. All my immediate, all the adjacent fields, the guys on my block, so to speak, in an urban or suburban sense, obviously we're talking about farms here, but ke'ilu, the guys on my block, they're all farming also. So then, you know, we're talking about gardening. And oftentimes, a gardening company will offer a discount if like the whole block goes with one gardener, so it's less expensive for them because they come, they just park on the block and, you know, spend the whole day doing everyone's lawn. Sometimes the obvious business reason why they would want to do that, they'll offer a discount if it's, you know, the whole block goes the same way. Which is basically what the Gemara is saying about the Shmira. Right? We have one Shomer for a whole string of farms, obviously be cheaper than hiring a Shomer just for me. So the Rabbi Yonah is saying, the Shomer question, that only has to do with my immediate neighbors, because he's just going to be shomer all the adjacent farms. Whereas the question of avda tveh, that doesn't have necessarily to do with my immediate neighbors, all the people in the farms that surround Harrisburg, in the farms that surround Albany, and all the farms in the Albany area, what do they do? So if it's avda tveh, let's just look at what people in this area, overall area, the B'nai Ha'ir, what do? We care about the larger B'nai Ha'ir, A, because you need Achzikah to Achzikah Inji. Because if no one else in the whole area is being Movir, then I don't get to do it. It's going to ruin my Chazak. And number two, presumably, because the whole area probably has the same soil, type of soil, the same farming needs. If I have a farm 10 miles outside of Albany, so what Pennsylvania farmers do or don't do with their soil is irrelevant to what I should do. But all the other people within 10 miles, 20 miles of me, we're probably dealing with about the same type of soil in terms of chemical composition. Is it helpful to let it wait a year or is it not? So the second terrace is much more applicable than the first one. Yeah. Question. Ha'aris on this.
Yeah. Why is Rabbi Yonah so quick to say that if he's fast, that's not a way of someone who's...
No, I want to focus on the Inamis.
Okay, fine. So fine. I have a question about that also. What? Did you read
that? Utility player. Yeah.
Did you ever say anything about Charbonnet or Marie? Is that necessarily the case? Why can't it be a case where even if it's not Charbonnet or Marie, it's a case of just he wants to strengthen his car cover.
He says Inami. A few in Bnei Osa Bika Zorim B'chal Shana. The my immediate neighbors are planting every year. I could still say Yachal Omar Anino Hey Geshar by the Sado Sheba Ir. I'm still fine to practice, not the practice of my immediate neighbors, but the practice of the people in the area. But otherwise, as the Rashbam said, if no one else in the area is doing it, that's what Rashbam said. Then it's the Achzik Kedachzik Inchi. Even though I say I have a svara and I think I'm going to gain more by skipping here, that's very nice. But if no one else is doing it.
Maybe he
would have to be the same cycle.
I know, so
it have to be on us cycle. But if anyone in the town plants every single year, so even if I think they're all making a mistake and they're stuck in the 20th century and I'm a 21st century farmer. Or whatever. They're stuck in the 3rd century, but I'm a 4th century farmer. And I know that if I skipped years, we would do better. And none of them listen to me. You may have a good point, but Lamaisa, if no one else is doing it, and you do it, that's fine, but it won't give you a cheskes habat. It won't give you a cheskes
kar. Wouldn't that further prove that if you're not so rushed to have a chazakah, shouldn't that further prove the point that you're...
Yeah, it's interesting, Svara. It seems like you're very calm, and it seems like Adrabah, you're acting almost like a Baal bus, like you care about the long term.
In a Hanami.
On the other hand, there still is a rule. There still is a rule of Achzik to Achzik Inchi. Yeah.
According to if the second answer is so expansive, then why did the Gemara just say answer one?
That
was my question.
Good. So hold on to that. So you have that. You asking that also? So Yaakov and Binyamin are asking. If the second question, the second teretz is more expansive and stronger than the first one, so we should have just skipped, as indeed the Rif and the Rambam did. They just skipped the first teretz entirely, and just gave the second teretz. And that kasha is not only ha'ara on Rabbeinu Yonah, it's also ha'ara on the Ritva, because Ritva says something different, but not dissimilar. Ritva says not the same thing, but structured similarly. What did the Ritva say about these two Lashonos? The Ritva said, oh, and he quoted his Rebbe, Perish Mori. But that's a good Rosh Hashanah to know. Nun Resh Vav. This is before Shlita. Back in the old days, we showed him he used Nun Resh Vav. That stands for Natre Rachmano Uparke. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Natre Shmira. Kadosh Bishmereu Hashem V'yatzi Lehu. So Pirish Mori Neiru. He quotes, and Ritva quotes his Rebbe, he had two Rebbeim. When he just says my Rebbe without naming, it's usually referring to the Ra'ah. When he quotes the Rajba, he'll say Mori Harajba. But Sta Mori, I think he was more a Talmud of the Ra'ah than the Rashba. So Pirish Mori B'Shem Rabosav, my Rebbe the Ra'ah explained the name of his Rabbeim, which could have been Rabbeinu Yonah. The Hani Trei Tai Mekal Chad V'Chad Ba'am Pei Nafshe. Lo Shai Echad B'Dechavre. No. Each answer is on its own. And one does not need the other. Interesting. How so? Halchi Ka'amah. The Iruba the Bagi Muvri. If most of the area they're movier, so I'll say, look, Chada Arba Kula Baga Lamatina Lamintar. If most people aren't farming, then for me to farm would be very expensive. If normally I split the cost of the Shomer with six other farmers, and now I'm only gonna split the cost of the Shomer with two other farmers, well that's more than twice as expensive. The Iruba de Bagazari, but if most of the area, most of the Bika are planting, Matzi Omar Hacha nichili to avda tfei. I can say, oh, well, still, I prefer this because I think I'm going to produce more. In other words, what's the Ritva saying? That the Ritva, b'shem the Ra, b'shem whoever is Rebbe Amar, says, Tirusa is rock the Rov Habika Muvri. If most people are being Movir, so then the cost of Shmir is going to go up very extensively. How about if Rov Habika Arzari? Most people are planting. So then the Ritva says, it's hard to make an argument that you're losing so much on the Shmira. So you're dividing the cost, instead of dividing the cost of Shmira with six people, you're dividing the cost with five people. Okay, it's a little more expensive, but on the other hand, you're farming. You're having revenue. So if the cost differential on the Shmira is not so severe, then that's not such a good argument. What is a good argument? Avda tfei. I don't care what people around me are doing. I think I'm going to make more money. Now he goes on to say, and this addresses Yehuda's point directly. If everyone around me is planting, I can't say, well, I still think that skipping years is going to be better. We ignore your opinion if everyone else is taking a different approach. And that's what he said. It needs to be Asher the Muvri Bagi. There have to be at least some people. You have to have at least some chaverim who are also being moved. Now, let's consider what the Ritva is saying. He says, well, the Nitirusa argument, the approach number one is when rov of your neighbors are being moved. Avda tfei is when rov are being zoreya. But think about it. And how about if rov of them are being moved? If only a miyut are being mover and rova being zoreya, does approach number one work?
No.
Not really, right? Because the cost savings are not so significant. Okay, so this is rock. Only if rova and then bar mover does the first approach work. But and the Ritva said, b'shem his rebbeim. Well, the second approach has to do with the actual agricultural output, so that's when rova bika are zoreya, meaning a miyut are mover. And how about if rov of them are movir? Does this work?
Maybe.
Yeah, right. No, it's afilu. It's even if most are zoreh, as long as at least there's a miyut. So once again, Yaakov and Binyamin's kasha applies to the Ritva also. He doesn't make it as obvious, but as we just thought through the Ritva, the first teretz only is rock. If most other people are being mover. The second tariff applies even if most people are being Zareya, or if most people are being mover, either way. So again, the variable that they're looking at is different. Rabbi Yonah is looking at how close, immediate neighbors versus general area, the bika versus the ear. Rabbi Yonah is looking at the numbers, the percentages, row versus mir. But the way in which they're similar is they both say that the second teretz includes the first teretz. The first teretz applies sometimes, the second teretz applies always. So your point that the first teretz seems unnecessary is a good ha'ara both for Ben Yonah and for the Ritva and the Ra'ah. Both Ben Yonah and for the Ritva and the Ra'ah. Yet what would they say? Is anyone sensitive to Yaakov Minyam's Pa'ara? Are there any Rishonim who are sensitive to this issue? Any Rishonim who are sensitive to it? Anyone has this? Well, the Bach? Yeah? The Bach has explained who? The Tur. Let's take a look. Let's take a look inside. A question of understanding or like a what if?
I think just why this question. If it's true that according to Rambam and Rif that the second answer is the Torah genera, then why can't the question apply to the Rambam and Rif, that why do they include this? Why was the first answer the Gemara?
Correct. So Luchora, so let's see the Torah and then let's come back to think about the Rambam and Rif some more. Let's put some more data. on the table, and then we can think about this some more. Take a look at the tour. Take a look at the tour. Here we are in Se'if Gimel. Yesterday we had just seen a little bit of the tour. We're skipping around because we hadn't yet seen the Inamis. Now we're ready to see it fully. So again, Se'if Beis, Se'if Gimel. Shalosh Shalom Shalcheska Zabash Hasad Tzarach Shir Tzufas. Good. Rav Huna's did. You need your tzufas. Mihu, Se'if Gimel, however. But Malkum Shogun Lizra Shana of Yashana. In place of the Minigis to skip years. V'yosa Ken Gamhu. And this Machazik followed local custom. Habi Chazaka Bechamish Shanim. Yeah, you're going to get your chazakah not in 3 years, but in 5 years. Again, yesterday we got focused on the number five as opposed to, on the one hand, three, on the other hand, six. But now let's keep going. So Yelcha, Rishon, or Shlishis, B'chamishis. You have Achil in the first year, in the third year, in the fifth year. Avopi, Shashnei, HaChazakah, Mifluzaros. Those three relevant years are spread out. Again, that goes back to what we talked about yesterday. Like, unlike the Ravon and maybe even the Ramban, this really is Mifluzaros. Years two and four don't count at all. But they don't ruin it, because it's normal here to skip years. You have your 3 years, which are only one, three, and five. Good. And then he goes on, to the last couple lines he was quoting the first chunk of the Rav Chama Gemara. And now he's going to quote the piece that we're focused on now. Even if not everyone skips years, some people, Taka, in the area are planting every single year. And here this guy, my field is among fields that are plant. I skipped a year when my neighbors were planting. We're not skipping. I feel Yeshua, once again, from the third line of the tour. I feel Yeshua, again, was wrong, called Shana Vishana, Vizuma is my name, and I'm among the people who Taka are planting every year. I feel Hachi, Yachaloma, Arnicha, Faith, Lahovira, Laman, Tosif, Tez, Kocha, Bishnea, Tvus. He can say that he gets a little bit biblical in his language. He says, I could still tie now. I wanted to plant. I want to take off a year so that my field will laman teis kocha b'shnei hatzuvlos. So it will give it strength in the years of planting. That's very biblical. A very biblical way of saying what? Which teretz in the Gemara is he quoting? Second teretz, right? Avdu tfei. Then he goes on to say, even if you know that this field is good, even if we know that my land is high quality land, it doesn't get depleted, it doesn't require replenishing. This is extra high quality soil. We tested the pH, we tested the mineral content, we did the, it's great. This field, we know, and we all know, this field doesn't really require it. If the surrounding farms are movir, I could say, yeah, it's too expensive for me to hire shomer. So what the tour did, and we might not have appreciated it, were it not for the fact that we already noticed in contrasting with the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ra'al quoted by the Ritva, what did the tour just do? Number one, the first thing you notice is he called the Tirutzim out of order. Called the second tarot first and the first tarot second. And why did he do that? To highlight that there's going to be a case where only the first tarot supplies. Right? The tour says, we'll give him, go back to the usable marker. Okay. Put the tour in brown. He's taking a different approach. He says the second tarot works. The second teretz works. Oh, well, let's put it like this. The first teretz works. Rock. Like Rabbeinu Yonah, rock if Shar Habika Muvri, the immediate neighbors, but Af Isada Zu Tova. The second teretz of the Gemara works rock Isadazu Tricha Lahovir, or at least we don't know that it doesn't need Hovara, but Af Ishar Habika Zari. In other words, what emerges from the tour is that sometimes there's one factor that drives the first teretz. There's another factor that drives the second teretz. Right? The first teretz about the Shemira is relevant, as Rabbi Yonah said, only if my immediate neighbors are taking off. Because Shemira is just a question of my immediate neighbors. The second teretz of Avda Tfei, so up until now, the Rabbi Yonah said, but Avda Tfei works anyways. The Torah is saying, Avda Tfei also has its limitation. When does Avda Tfei break down? If we, let's make this more precise. The first teretz also has the second teretz also has a rock. Raki ein yadua shesaga zu tova. If we don't know that this field is a particular quality field, then you can say, you can tie in a avda tvei. But if this field is known to be a high quality field, then you can't. Then you can't say taina number two. And that's what the Torah says. In other words, both tainas in the Gemara, or both terutzim Gemara, are limited. They apply if each one has a different variable that drives it. The first teretz you use the Benyona. Now you have to look at the first teretz about the Shmira depends on what my immediate neighbors are doing. But the Torah says the second teretz also depends. Only if we don't know that your field is good. You can actually make the argument of the Tfei. And then also, by the way, responds to your question of the question that Yaakov Yom were asking before, well, why do you have to say first teretz at all? And let me add another layer to your kasha. Not only technically, who needs the first teretz if the second teretz includes it plus, but also like logically, who needs the first teretz like a side point? Oh, like Shmira expenses. The point of Hovara is agricultural. The point of Hovara is I want better crop production. It's so strange that the Gemara didn't only, or at least first, mention Avda Tfei. That's what it's all about. That's why anyone does Hovara, because of Avda Tfei. That's why a farmer skips years, because he thinks that he'll get better produce. There's something funny about the whole flow of the Gemara. The first step is make a side point about Shemira, and then we talk about the real purpose, which is Avda Tfei. So on both of those levels, your kasha is a good kasha against the Benyon and the Ritva. The tour would say, no, Avda Tfei is true if it's true. If it's true that this field would produce better with skipping in a Hanami. But the tour would point out there are farms where I know, even if maybe some of the other fields, look, I said before, yeah, all the farms around Albany. Really? The tour says, really? All the farms in the Albany region have the exact same soil, Lavdafka, most of the time, but there can be local variation. I'll give you an example that maybe we'll speak to. We're not farmers, but I'll talk about a different catastrophe that could happen to soil that applies to suburbanites. Flooding. And there's, Rahman al-Sam, we've had it a few times recently. There's a tremendous, unusual amount of rain, and Rahman al-Sam, some houses get flooded. Some houses get flooded, taking a tremendous amount of water, the basement is totaled. Some houses get a little bit of water, some houses get no water. So there is, overall, it does have to do with certain regions. Okay, the flooding is coming to the south side of Long Island, not to the north side of Long Island. Okay, and maybe it's because that's where the storm waters were, or because these 10 square miles are lower, and those 10 square miles are on a mountain. But it's also true that there'll be local variation, not just regional variation. There could be micro variation also. On a single block, there could be houses that took on a tremendous amount of water, houses that took on no water. Because of the way the land is graded, every property is a little bit different. That's what the Torah is saying. It could be that the surrounding farms need it, but I happen to have unusually good soil. My soil, my 10 acres, have better minerals, or because of sun, or because of shade, whatever types of micro variations. So the Torah says, Mechatesi. The Torah says, Mechatesi. So where we're going to go tomorrow is the following. This is the second of the three issues in this piece of the sugya. The first was how many years. The second one is the relationship between the inamis. We'll try to wrap it together, Mitchum, tomorrow. Think a little bit more about where the Rambam and the Rif fall and look at the Shulchan Aruch. And then the third ha'ara is another nakuda in the Ritva about numbers. The fact that the Ritva happened to mention was a question of Rov versus Miut. He never used the word Miut. But the implication, if Rov Zari, is that Miut Movirim. So the question of only a Miut is an interesting question that we'll explore. So more maybe in the context of Marusai. The Mishnah will wrap up the sugya. Belina tomorrow. Shkoda chaver.